Hare Krishna. Use Krishna's mercy to wash yourself, not to whitewash yourself. Whitewashing something refers to is putting a coat of white on something so that all the dark spots get hidden. It means artificially creating a pretense of cleanliness, uprightness, honesty, rectitude, while having corrupt, immoral desires and inclinations within. So whitewashing is a surface job, whereas washing is a thorough cleansing job. While washing, the dark spots, the impurities within are removed completely. Now, when we practice bhakti, we get access to Krishna's mercy. And by that mercy of Krishna, we need to wash ourselves, not whitewash ourselves. That means that, for example, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, in 9.30 and 31, he talks about his extraordinary love for his devotees. Api chet sudhara charo bhajate maman anya bhak sadhureva samantavya samyak vyavasito hi saha. Krishna says, api chet sudhara charo, sudhara charo. Even if somebody commits very sinful activity, bhajate maman anya bhak, such a person worships me without deviation. Sadhureva samantavya. Which a person is a sadhu. Which a person is to be considered saintly. Why? Samyak vyavasito hi saha. Because the determination is well situated. The intention is right. So here, Krishna is saying that even if somebody succumbs to wrong activities, still we should consider that person to be saintly. Now what does this imply? It implies that because Krishna is all so merciful, that he continues to love us and he continues to support us by saying that because we are trying to serve him, so he says we are still saintly. Now the important thing to recognize in this verse is that Krishna doesn't in any way say that we can just perpetuate our sinful activities. So if we continue doing wrong and say that because Krishna loves me, therefore, even my wrong is right, then we are not washing ourselves, we are whitewashing ourselves. That means we are putting on a facade of righteousness while indulging in unrighteous activities privately, secretly. And that Krishna doesn't approve. Krishna says in the next verse, Shipram bhavati dharmatma shashvat chantinni gachati. His soon my devotee will become purified. So the important point is that we as sadhakas recognize that Krishna's mercy should not, we shouldn't abuse it for perpetuating our whatever wrongs we may be inclined to, we may be attached to, we may be addicted to. But rather, by meditating on Krishna's love, how much Krishna must be loving me that even when I am doing so many wrong things, still he says that I should be considered saintly. Krishna loves me so much. And why am I turning away from such a loving Lord just for getting some trivial pleasures which are actually not even pleasurable? They give little pleasure and they cause a lot of emptiness and misery afterwards. So, and Krishna is so magnanimously, selflessly, unconditionally loving me. Why should I keep depriving myself of his love for the sake of some petty enjoyment that is actually not even enjoyable? By meditating like this, we can let ourselves bathe in Krishna's mercy and absorb ourselves in devotion to Krishna, in chanting his holy names, in studying his scriptures, in serving him in various ways, in associating with his devotees. And in that way, if we busy ourselves, if we absorb ourselves, if we bathe ourselves in Krishna's mercy coming through all these manifestations, then whatever attachments and addictions we may be having, which impel us towards wrongdoings, they will be washed away from within. So just as dirt gets washed away when water is flushed through it, like that when we let Krishna's mercy flush through our heart, then whatever dirt that is there will be washed away. So we should use Krishna's mercy not to whitewash ourselves. That means not just that we just externally create a pretense that I am a good devotee and imagine that nothing is wrong because Krishna considers me to be a devotee, no matter what wrong things I am doing. Rather than just trying to do a surface job, we can do a thorough job, and by bathing ourselves in Krishna's mercy, by diving into Krishna's mercy, by absorbing ourselves in Him, we can wash ourselves. And by that, we can not just create a pretense of devotion, but we can realize and relish the ecstasy of devotion eternally. Thank you. Hare Krishna.